弟兄姐妹平安。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们又在神的殿中一起分享。
We give thanks that we can come together here again.
我们先来一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we give thanks and we give praise.
感谢你，今天又是你的主日。
We give thanks that it is your day of worship.
我们感谢你，我们每一位弟兄姐妹今天能够来到你的殿中来一起敬拜赞美你。
We give thanks that we can come to your temple to praise and worship you.
我们祷告，当我们一起分享你的话语的时候，
We pray that as we look at your word,
你的灵在我们当中运行，
Your spirit is with us.
你的灵来感动我们，
And your spirit will touch us.
让我们更多的明白你的话语，
That we can better understand your word.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的圣名。
All this we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 今天跟大家分享的主题是攻占耶利哥。
Today we are going to look at the conquest of Jericho.
大家有可能留意到，在大家的圣经里面有一个小标题是耶利哥城塌陷。
You may notice that you have a subtitle in your Bible. It's called The Fall of Jericho.
但是这个小标题是 后来加上去的。
But this is a subtitle that was later added on.
在 NIV 的英文圣经里面也是，就是 The Fall of Jericho.
So in the NIV, it is also The Fall of Jericho.
但是如果你去读，比如说NASB.New American Standard Bible.
Okay, if you look at other versions, like the New American Standard Bible,
它的标题是 The Conquest of Jericho.
The subtitle is The Conquest of Jericho.
所以今天我们就用这个标题攻占耶利哥。
So that is our title for today, The Conquest of Jericho.
同样，其实攻占耶利哥它的经文是从五章十三节到六章二十七节。
So actually, the conquest of Jericho, we should, to look at this, we actually look at chapter 5, verse 13 to chapter 6, verses 27.
但是因为时间的缘故，我们在这里只是读了其中一部分。
But because of the time constraints, we only read a small part of this.
所以我要跟大家一起从五章十三节一起分享到第六章的结尾。
So today we will look at chapter 5, verse 13 to the end of chapter 6.
首先，我们要了解一下这段经文的背景。
So first, we want to understand the background.
首先是摩西和在旷野流浪了四十年的那一代人死之后。
So after Moses and his generation of people, they were in the wilderness for 40 years, and after they've died.
耶和华神使用约书亚为领袖。
God used Joshua as a leader.
要他带领以色列民向迦南地进发，要取得那应许之地。
To bring the Israelites into Canaan, the promised land.
以色列这时候已经过了约旦河。
The Israelites have already crossed the Jordan River.
他们在吉甲安营。
And they were camped at Gilgal.
然后在旷野里给出生的新一代以色列人行割礼。
So, those that were born while they were in the wilderness, could be circumcised.
然后他们在耶利哥的平原守逾越节。
And then on the plains of Jericho, they celebrated the Passover.
他们次日第二天吃了当地的土产。
They ate the produce of the land.
然后玛拿就不再有了。
And then the manna stopped the day after.
以色列民从此开始吃当地的土产。
And then from then on, they ate local produce.
这表明以色列民已经走出了旷野。
So that means that the Israelites were no longer in the wilderness.
进入应许之地的时候到了。
And it's time for them to enter the promised land.
这就是背景。
So that's the background.
让我们来一起看今天的叙述的情节。
So let's look at the verses today.
首先是五章的十三到十五节，这里讲的是约书亚遇到耶和华军队的元帅。
So in chapter 5, verses 13 to 15, we see that Joshua meets a commander of the army.
我们知道以色列民要进入那应许之地，就要先攻占耶利哥。
We know that for the Israelites to enter the promised land, they first have to conquer Jericho.
约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，
And when Joshua was near Jericho,
他举目观看，他要看看地形如何，环境如何。
He wanted to get a feel of the land and the surroundings.
不料眼前出现了一个人。
But suddenly a man was standing in front of him.
手里有拔出来的刀。
And with a drawn sword in his hand.
然后在他对面站立。
Just standing opposite him.
约书亚很意外。
Joshua was very surprised.
不知道这个人是敌还是友。
He didn't know if it was friend or foe.
就问你是来帮助我们呢，还是来帮助我们的敌人？
So he asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?"
那人却回答，不是的，我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。
The man replied, "Neither, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come."
这里的元帅这个词用今天更通俗的表达就是首领。
A more common word for commander would be leader.
约书亚听了就俯伏在地下拜。
Joshua then fell face down on the ground in reverence.
说我主有什么话吩咐仆人。
And asked, "What message does my Lord have for his servant?"
既然眼前这人是耶和华军队的首领。
Since this person is the leader of the Lord's army.
约书亚明白自己当然就是做仆人的。
Joshua understood that he was the servant.
而这时耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚的吩咐却是说，把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。
But then, the instruction from this person was to then ask Joshua to take off his shoes because the place where he is standing is holy.
约书亚就照着行了。
And Joshua did so.
我们看到耶和华军队的元帅在这个时候给约书亚的吩咐，并不是如何去攻打耶利哥。
The instructions from the commander to Joshua was not how to defeat Jericho.
并不是用什么策略或者有什么注意事项等等。
Or like what kind of strategy or what to look out for.
而是吩咐他把鞋脱掉，因为他所站的地方是圣的。
But it is to take off his sandals because the place is holy.
我们由此可以想到，耶和华神在荆棘中向摩西显现的时候。
So remember when God appeared to Moses in the wilderness.
他也是吩咐摩西要把鞋脱掉。
His instructions were also to have Moses take off his sandals.
因为那地是圣的。
Because the ground is holy.
同样，这时候元帅在这里这样吩咐约书亚。
So by instructing Joshua to remove his sandals,
是要让约书亚明白他所遇到的这位耶和华军队的元帅其实就是耶和华。
He's letting him know that he is in fact meeting God.
所以由此可知，当以色列眼看着要攻打耶利哥的时候，
So just as the Israelites were going to fight Jericho,
耶和华以这样特别的方式，
God used this method,
就是一个手中提着刀的人的形象出现。
It is an image of a man wielding a sword,
是要让约书亚明白耶和华是他军队的元帅。
So by appearing like this, it is letting Joshua realize that God is the commander of the army.
耶和华要亲自带领以色列人打仗。
And that he was going to personally lead the Israelites to war.
而约书亚在这时候领受并且顺服耶和华神的带领。
Joshua accepted and obeyed God's leadership.
我们知道在约书亚记的第一章。
We know in the first chapter of Joshua.
耶和华对约书亚说，你当刚强壮胆。
God told Joshua, be strong and courageous.
只要刚强大大壮胆。
Be strong and very courageous.
你当刚强壮胆。
Be strong and courageous.
这样说了三次。
Three times.
因为耶和华神怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你约书亚同在。
Because the Lord will be with Joshua just as he was with Moses.
而在战事即将爆发的时候，
So just before they started their battle for Jericho,
耶和华神以提着大刀的人的形象向约书亚显现。
By appearing to Joshua as a commander with a sword in his hands,
意思让约书亚明白要征服迦南地。
God was firstly letting Joshua understand that in order to enter Canaan,
就要依靠耶和华军队的元帅。
He has to rely on the commander of the Lord's army.
而是再一次以这样特别的方式来鼓励约书亚。
And secondly, in his special way to encourage and remind Joshua,
神不只是给了应许，不只是给了话语的神。
That God is not a God who only promises in words.
他更是来到我们中间做元帅，为我们征战的神。
But he comes into our midst and fights with us and for us.
然后接下来的六章二到五节讲的是耶和华晓谕约书亚。
So in the next verses, chapter 6, 2 to 5, it talks about the Lord told Joshua how to defeat Jericho.
耶和华亲自告诉约书亚要如何攻打耶利哥。
He gave him very precise instructions.
只是神的战法，就是战争战斗的方法，完全不是人会想或者敢想的。
Except the method that he's given is not something that people would think of or would dare to think of.
不是用勇士，也不是用兵器。
Not with brave soldiers or with weapons.
也不是运用什么高明的战斗的策略。
Not with some amazing war strategy.
而是绕城。
But by marching around the city.
祭司和百姓一起绕着耶利哥城行走。
So they were to march around Jericho.
每日一次，连续六日。
Once a day for 6 days.
7个祭司要拿着7个羊角。
7 priests were to carry trumpets of rams.
走在耶和华神的约柜前。
In front of the ark.
到了第7日要绕城7次。
And on the 7th day, they were to march 7 times around the city.
那时候祭司要吹响羊角，并且使羊角声拖长。
And then on a long blast of the trumpet.
当百姓听到角声的时候，就要大声呼喊。
The whole army should give a loud shout.
城墙就必塌陷。
The city wall will collapse.
这时个人都要往前直上夺取耶利哥城。
And everyone should go straight in to occupy Jericho.
我们看6章1节说的是耶利哥的城门因为以色列人就关得严谨，无人出入。So
verse 1 tells us that the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites, and no one were able to go in or out.
由此可见耶利哥守城的军兵是严加防守以色列人的进攻。So
we see the army of Jericho was extra cautious because they knew the Israelites were going to attack.
而耶和华小于约书亚的绕城这样的战法，在人看来是不合时宜的。So
this method of going around the city doesn't really sound appropriate.
因为那就不是什么战法。Because
it isn't a battle strategy at all.
不用士兵，也不用兵器。No
soldiers, no weapons.
不用攻打城墙。There's
no need to attack the city walls.
只要绕城行走，抬上约柜。Just
walking around it, carrying the ark.
祭司吹角，百姓一起呼喊。Blowing
on the trumpets, having the army shout.
这就像是一种仪式。It's
more like a ceremony.
一种宗教仪式。Like
a religious ceremony.
这如何叫战斗呢？
How is this a way of battle?
这样如何能破城呢？
How can it conquer the city?
但是耶和华的指示是明确的。But
the Lord's instructions were clear.
你们如此绕城。If
you go around the city like this,
城墙就必塌陷。The
city walls will collapse.
然后你们个人往前直上，就能夺取耶利哥城。And
everyone should go in.
耶和华所指示的绕城有很多的特点。There
are many interesting points in these instructions.
而其中祭司要走在前面。One
of which is that the priest should be in front.
接着耶和华神的约柜。Followed
by the ark of the Lord.
就是神与以色列民立约住在以色列民中间的象征。
Which is the covenant between the Lord and the Israelites.
随后才是以色列民在后面跟上。
And then followed by the Israelites.
以色列民要做的就只是安静地如此绕城。
And what they had to do was to quietly go around the city.
只在第7日绕城7次之后。
And only on the 7th day after going around 7 times.
当祭司吹响羊角，并且角声拖长。
When the priest sounded the trumpet blast.
众百姓就要大声呼喊。Then
were they to shout?
以这样的方式来破城，显然是要表达一个信息。So
this way of conquering the city is to convey a message.
以色列要尊荣耶和华神。The
Israelites are to glorify the Lord.
而耶和华神要亲自为以色列征战。And
the Lord is personally working for the Israelites.
我们知道古今中外有很多利用宗教来为战争服务的例子。We
know that religion is sometimes used as a justification for war.
近代的一个例子就是义和团运动。An
example is the Boxer Rebellion.
号称刀枪不入。Where
people believe that they were protected against guns and knives.
通过设立神坛。By
creating altars.
画符请神等等方法。Asking
spirits for charms.
相信有神灵护体。
They believe they had supernatural protection.
当然是他们所请的神灵是民间信仰的神灵。
But the spirits they were praying to were spirits of local legends.
因为这些都是假神。
These are false spirits.
其结果既没有神灵护体，也没有刀枪不入。
So they could not provide any protection against guns or knives.
结局就是惨败。
And it was a doomed ending.
而类似这样画符请神这样帮助战争的做法被很多人看为迷信。
So this kind of praying for charms and asking for these false spirits is very superstitious.
他们确实是迷信。
And the boxes were being superstitious.
因为他们信的是什么他们自己都不知道。
Because they didn't even know themselves what they believed in.
而今天的经文告诉我们。
And today's scripture tells us,
耶和华神晓谕约书亚
that the Lord knows Joshua personally.
耶和华军队的元帅要亲自为以色列征战。
The commander of the Lord's army personally came to fight the Israelites' battles.
而以色列要通过特定的绕城的方法来彰显耶和华神的大能。
And the Israelites had to obey the Lord's command circling around the city to glorify his power.
以此来攻破耶利哥的城墙。
And that is how they conquered Jericho.
那么约书亚和以色列民的反应是如何呢
？So how did Joshua and the Israelites respond?
战斗的结局又是如何的
？And how did the battle end?
就是接下来六章的六节一直到二十七节所讲的。
And that's what we see in verses 6 to 27.
就是攻占了耶利哥。
The conquest of Jericho.
这段经文就告诉我们，约书亚相信并且顺服神的带领。
The verses tell us that Joshua believed and obeyed the Lord's commands.
而以色列的祭司和百姓也是同心合意。
And the priests and the army cooperated.
他们相信神，而且按着约书亚的吩咐去行。
They obeyed God's and Joshua's commands.
先是召来祭司。
First the priests were called.
然后又吩咐百姓当如何按着神的指示去做。
And then to give them the instructions.
他还吩咐特别的吩咐百姓你们不可呼喊不可出声连一句话也不可出你们的口等到我吩咐你们呼喊的日子你们才可以呼喊
He even specially commanded the army not to make any war cry or raise their voices or not even to say a word until he says so
为什么不可出声不可说话呢
Why could they not make any noise or speak
一是表达对正在为以色列征战的神的敬畏
Firstly, it is out of reverence to the Lord who is fighting for the Israelites.
二是当神为你们征战的时候，你们的话是多余的。
Secondly, when the Lord is working for you, any word is redundant.
甚至是会影响或者误导其他人的。
And it might even cause others to stumble.
所以不可以出声。
So it's best to keep silent.
要等候神为以色列征战。
And wait on the Lord.
接下来的。十一到十四节有四次说到耶和华的约柜绕城。
Verses 11 to 14 emphasizes the ark of the Lord circling the city.
所以意思就很明显，就是神在为以色列征战。
It is a clear meaning, which is the Lord is battling for the Israelites.
然后在十五到二十七节，当然包括我们今天读的经文。
And then in verses 15 to 27, including the verses we read today,
描述了以色列民第七次七次绕城，到了第七日七日七次绕城，到了第七次，祭司吹角，百姓约书亚就吩咐百姓大声呼喊。
It summarizes how the Israelites circled the city seven times, and on the seventh time, with the trumpet blast, Joshua's command to shout.
因为耶和华把城交给以色列的时候到了。
Because the moment has come where the Lord has given them the city.
约书亚这时候还按着神的旨意吩咐以色列民应当做的。
He also commanded according to the Lord, what they should do.
就是要毁灭那城。
That is, the city is to be destroyed.
不可取当灭之物。
And not to take any of the devoted things.
唯有金子银子和铜铁的器皿都归耶和华为圣纳入神的库中
and only the silver gold and articles of bronze and iron are sacred and must go to his treasury
另外就是让曾经帮助了以色列探子的妓女拉合和她家中所有的得以存活
and Rahab the prostitute and all who are with her in her house are to be spared because she helped the Israelite spies
以色列民严格按照约书亚的吩咐去行。
The Israelites followed the commands of Joshua.
就夺取了耶利哥城。
And conquered Jericho.
以色列在耶利哥的军事上的胜利，同时也是属灵上的胜利。
They were victorious in Jericho, and it was also a spiritual victory.
为他们接下来进入应许之地开辟了道路。
Forging a path for them to enter the promised land.
我们知道今天的经文是讲的是以色列攻占耶利哥。
So the verses today were about the Israelites conquering Jericho.
这是军事上的胜利。
A victory in battle and in spirit.
也是，当然也是属灵上的胜利。
A victory in spirit as well.
这样的征战得胜的例子对我们今天来说意味着什么呢？
But what does that mean for us today?
我想大家想到的首先一个问题是，现在还有征战吗？
The first question is, do we still have battles today?
或者说更具体的，现在的教会还有征战吗？
Or rather, do the churches today have battles?
当然，这种征战不是说用刀、用枪流血的征战。
The battles we see today is not, may not be with knives and blood.
我们刚才说过，以色列人在耶利哥的胜利也是属灵的胜利。
We saw that the victory that the Israelites had in Jericho is also a spiritual victory.
那么现在教会还有征战吗
？So in the churches today, do we still have battles?
我们先看我们最近的地方，就是欧洲的西部。
Let's look at Western Europe.
总体上，教会处在衰落的趋势当中。
Churches seem to be in decline.
这也许有许多的原因。
There are many reasons.
比如后现代思潮的影响。
The influence of postmodernism.
后现代思潮就是，主要的意思就是没有什么绝对的真理。
There doesn't seem to be any real truth.
就是你可以有你的真理，我也有我的真理。
You can have your opinion, and I can have my opinion.
我不否定你，你也不能够否定我。
I do not deny you, and you do not deny me.
这就是后现代思潮。
That's a postmodernism thinking.
然后接下来就是经济社会生活的安逸。
And then we have the east of a capitalism society.
还有教会属灵上的软弱和倒退等等。
And the spiritual weakening of the church in general.
在若干年前，我读到一篇文章。
A few years ago, I read an article.
是讲瑞士的。
About Switzerland.
其中有一句话给我印象深刻。
A part of it left a very strong impression on me.
大意就是说。
It says.
瑞士是一个从摇篮到坟墓，一切都已经安排好的国家。
Switzerland is a country where pretty much everything is prepared from cradle to grave.
从一个人出生开始一直到死亡。
From a person's birth to death.
一切都沿着既定的轨道运行。
There is a rather fixed life journey.
没有挣扎，没有斗争，没有奋斗。
No struggles, no clashes, no battling.
在这样的环境里，生活最终变得无趣。
So in this kind of environment, life becomes uninteresting.
一个人往往要靠毒品和性来保持一颗异动的心。
So people rely on drugs and sex to keep life interesting.
也许这句话并不能够客观公正地描述整个瑞士。
Maybe this is not a fair commentary for the whole of Switzerland.
但是却给我们一个深刻的提示。
But it gives us a significant reminder.
就是生活太安逸了，人就容易堕落。
When life is too comfortable, man becomes fallen easily.
我们知道教会在西欧曾经的复兴。
We know churches in Western Europe were once significant.
我们可以回想想象一下。
Think about it.
如果有谁在礼拜天不去教堂做礼拜的话
，A person who doesn't go to church on Sundays.
他要想办法躲起来。
Had to find a way to hide.
他尽量不让别人知道他星期日没有去做礼拜。
And try to not let anybody know that he didn't go to church on Sunday.
如果有人知道的话，他要想办法找借口。
And those who knew about it had to find excuses for that person.
总之，曾经的西欧，礼拜天不去教会做礼拜，会被人们看成是一个怪人。
So anyone who didn't attend service on Sundays, would be seen as an outcast in Western Europe.
神的灵也感动了无数西欧的宣教士到世界各地去宣教。
Many people in Western Europe have also been touched by the Spirit for outreach all over the world.
而如今却是 有太大的不一样。
But it's very different today.
经济发达了，生活安逸了。
As economies become well developed and life becomes more and more comfortable,
不少的教堂却空了，卖了。
Many churches are empty and sold.
同时，很多商店在星期日就开门做生意了。
Whilst many shops are opened on Sundays for business,
很多的教会都处在一种防守的局面。
Many churches are in a defensive mode.
防守世俗社会的影响。
Defense against worldly views.
防守会有的流失。
Defense against loss of congregation.
防守教会的衰退。
Defense against the slipping influence of the church.
但是不幸的是，防守的教会其实就是衰退的教会。
Unfortunately, a defensive church is a weakening church.
衰退的教会可能不知道什么时候就关门了。
And we do not know when a weakening church will disappear.
但是我们要明白的是，
But we need to understand.
耶稣基督的教会从建立的时候开始就是主动进攻的教会。
Right from the beginning, the church was an attacking church.
耶稣吩咐门徒说：“你们往普天下去，使万民做我的门徒，直到世界的末了。”
Jesus commanded his disciples to go and make disciples of all nations to the very end of the age.
又说：“你们要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。”
And to be witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
耶稣定义要我们向全世界宣教。
Jesus commanded us to witness to the world.
为耶稣赢得世上的人。
To win people for Jesus.
在黑暗的地方做光
To be the light in the dark
在寒冷的地方做热
To be the warmth in the cold
使被俘虏的得释放
To help those who are captive be released
使受压制的得自由
And to those who are suppressed to be freed
去影响世界去改变世界
To influence the world to change the world
神要我们进攻
Jesus wants us to attack
向着黑暗、堕落、势力、冰冷的世界进攻。
To attack the darkness, the fallen, the powerful, and the heartless world.
神从来没有想要一个防守的教会。
He never wanted a defensive church.
教会如果不再向世界进攻
，If the church doesn't storm towards the world，
不再为神的国征战
，Doesn't battle for God，
不再在这个世界上扩张神的国度
，No longer expand the kingdom of God on this earth。
这个教会就不是健康的教会。
This church is no longer a healthy church.
也许你四周望一望。
Maybe look around you.
征战在哪里呢
？Where is the war?
有什么可以征战呢
？What are we battling for?
这也许是很多教会现在的问题。
This is a question that many churches are asking today.
在安逸当中，以为没有征战。
In a benign environment, we think there is no war.
或者无心去征战。
Or we do not have the heart to go to battle.
如果把征战的问题提出来
，Even if we bring up this question of battle，
左看右看却不知道征战什么
，We don't really know what we're fighting for。
弟兄姐妹，主祷文里说：“愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。”
Brothers and sisters, the Lord's prayer says, "May your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth as in heaven."
神的旨意不能行出来
，Where God's will is not in place。
神的旨意被抵挡的地方
，Where God's will is being opposed，
就是教会要征战的地方。
That is where the battle is。
这样说来，那么征战的地方和领域就实在是太多了。
In this way, there are way too many places for battle。
一个教会，一个具体的人
，One church and one body of people，
不可能看到哪里有需要就去哪里。
Will not be able to go wherever there is a need。
看到有什么需要就做什么。
To act upon sight。
看到哪里有征战就往哪里跑。
And to run towards every battlefield。
没有人，没有教会可以这样满世界跑的。
No church and no not everybody can do this to run over all over the place。
做什么征战其实是要看神的带领。
So what to fight for depends on how God leads us。
神给每一个人的带领。
He gives each of us a different direction.
给每一个教会的意向往往是有所不同的。
And each church a different vision.
选择顺从神的带领就是选择正确的征战。
So those who choose to follow where God leads are those who choose the right battles.
约书亚和以色列选择了进入迦南地。
Joshua and the Israelites chose to enter Jericho,
而不是往非洲或者是欧洲进发,
not towards Africa or Europe.
选择了先进攻耶利哥,
they chose to first enter Jericho,
而不是其他的城镇,
and not any other city.
这都是在选择神所带领的征战,
so they have chosen to fight where God led them to.
当我们选择顺服了神的带领,
when we choose to obey God's leading,
选择了神加给我们的征战,
and choose to fight God's battles as He directed us,
我们又当如何征战呢?
How should we fight?
这就是今天的经文给我们很多的启发。
And through today's verses, we can learn from it.
我们可以总结三个要点。
There are three main points.
第一个要点就是要依靠神。
The first is to rely on God.
当神以一个提着刀的人的形象显现给约书亚。
When God appeared to Joshua as a man holding a sword,
并且宣称是耶和华军队的元帅,
calls himself the commander of the army of the Lord,
约书亚的反应就是伏伏在地下拜, 寻求主的吩咐。
Joshua's response was to fall down in reverence and ask for his commands.
当耶和华晓谕约书亚, 我已经把耶利哥和耶利哥的王并大能的勇士都交在你手中。
When the Lord said to Joshua, See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men.
并且指示他以色列要通过绕城的方式来攻打耶利哥。
And how he should lead his army to march around the city of Jericho to conquer it.
约书亚就相信神的应许。
Joshua believed in the Lord's promise.
照着神的指示来吩咐祭司和百姓。
And he relayed the commands to the priests and the army.
而祭司和众百姓也按着约书亚的吩咐去行。
And then the priests and the armies obeyed Joshua's commands.
因为他们知道如此绕城是让耶和华为他们征战。
Because they know that by circling the city is having the Lord fight their battle.
现在当我们面对各样的征战的时候，
Today we face all kinds of battles.
不论是你个人的征战还是教会的征战，
Whether personal or for the church.
我们都要完全的依靠神。
We have to rely entirely on God.
因为如果我们行在神的带领当中，
Because as we rely on God,
神就要为我们亲自为我们征战。
God will personally bat for us.
神既然亲自征战，我们就要完全的依靠他。
And since He is batting for us, we should rely on Him entirely.
而不是靠着自己的聪明智慧。
Not on our own wisdom.
依靠能力或者资源。
On our own ability or resources.
用人的办法去征战。
Or try to work in our human way.
如果你行在神的带领当中，
If you rely on God,
你会发现人生中那些重要的事情，
You may find that the important things in life,
或多或少都带着惊奇，
Suddenly become quite amazing.
那些惊奇的事情和经历都是神的恩典和作为。
These amazing events and experiences are God's grace and wisdom.
如果靠着自己的思想和能力，
If you rely on your own thoughts and abilities,
或者靠着教会领袖同工的聪明智慧，
or even on the church leader's wisdom,
就可以判断或者预见事情会怎么样，
and we can foresee how our lives will pan out,
人生会如何，
how our lives will pan out,
那么神在哪里呢？
Then where is God?
神在你的人生中的恩典和作为在哪里？
Where is God's grace and plan for us?
神对教会的带领和大能的作为又在哪里呢？
Where is God's great plan for the church?
所以当我们行在神的旨意和带领当中，
So when we walk according to God's wishes and leading,
我们要完全的依靠神，
We have to rely entirely on God.
而神的恩典和作为常常以惊奇的方式伴随着我们。
And then you'll find that His grace and His actions often amaze and surprise us.
大家可以想象一下，今天如果教会是不冷不热的话，
Imagine if the church is lukewarm.
你可以推定他们没有经历神给他们的惊奇的经历。
You know that God hasn't been touching them.
如果一个教会总是经常性的经历神的恩典和大能的作为，他们是不会不冷不热的。
If a church often experiences God's leading and plan, they wouldn't be lukewarm or indifferent.
第二个要点就是要有信心。
The second point is to have faith.
我们知道出埃及并且在旷野里流浪40年的那一代以色列人。
We know the generation of Israelites who left Egypt and wandered the wilderness for 40 years.
他们见过耶和华行的伟大的神迹奇事。
They saw miracles performed by God.
他们经历过神的看顾和保守。
They experienced His care and protection.
但是他们却没有信心。
But they didn't have faith.
他们对神没有信心。
They didn't have faith in God.
不时的悖逆和抱怨神。
And they often rebelled and complained about God.
而这时候神给约书亚的战法是绕城。
This time, the command from God to Joshua was to circle the city.
就是一种人不会去想也不敢去想的战法。
Something man would not think of and dare not think of.
因为呢完全不符合人的理性认识。
Because it is not logical in our thoughts.
在旷野里流浪的那一代那么没有信心那么悖逆
The previous generation didn't have any faith and they were rebellious
如今这一代以色列人又会如何呢
How will this new generation fare?
但是我们看到约书亚有信心这时候的以色列民也有信心
We see that Joshua has faith and this generation of Israelites also have faith
他们知道这是耶和华的指示
They know that these are God's commands
耶和华说：“你们如此绕城。”
And the Lord says that by circling the city accordingly,
耶利哥城必塌陷。
Jericho will collapse.
那就必要塌陷。
Then it will collapse.
约书亚叫百姓绕城时不可出声，要闭口不言。
Joshua says not to make any noise while circling Jericho.
他们就安静闭口。
And they remain silent.
在信心中仰望神大能的作为。
Looking towards God in faith.
而如今当我们行在神的带领中
Today when we look towards God for guidance
为神的国征战的时候
When we fight for His kingdom
我们同样需要有这样的信心
We need to have the same steadfast faith
而相信神所带领的他必要成就
And believe that when God leads He will succeed
虽然有时候靠着人的理性的思考
Maybe according to our own logical thoughts
看着周围的环境的艰难
And when situations look really tough
我们也许看不到事情如何成就。
We might not be able to see how things might succeed.
但是只要是神所带领的，我们就要有信心。
But as long as God is in the lead, we need to have faith.
像以色列民绕城那样。
Just like the Israelites circling the city.
虽然想不通这样绕城，城墙怎么就能塌陷呢？
They probably couldn't understand how by doing so, circling the city will bring down the city walls.
因为这本来就不是他们想通了才去做的。
But that's because it's not for us to make sense of.
而是对神的应许有信心。
But it is a show of faith and obedience to God.
顺服神的带领去做。
And to obey Him.
第三个要点就是要遵从神的话语和指示。
The third is to obey God's commands.
今天的经文告诉我们说，约书亚和以色列民完全遵从神的指示去做。
Today's verses tell us that Joshua and the Israelites completely obeyed God.
包括绕城的方式。
From circling the city.
还有夺取耶利哥城之后，在城里当做的和不当做的。
To what they should or shouldn't do after they entered Jericho.
他们都完全顺从神指示的话语。
They completely obeyed God.
如此遵从神的指示和话语，就是完全顺服神而行。
And so they did.Everything that God commanded them to.
这样的征战就必得胜。
And thus they were victorious.
必蒙神的保守和祝福。
They were protected and blessed by God.
我们知道一个相反的例子。
We know an opposite example.
就是在接下来的第七章里面。
Which is in the next chapter of Joshua.
写到以色列人攻打爱城的时候遭遇失败。
Where the Israelites experienced failure with Ai.
原因就是以色列民中一个叫亚干的人私下偷偷地取了当灭的物。
Because an Israelite called Achan secretly took some of the devoted things.
同样的道理。
In the same way.
我们今天为神的国征战的时候。
When we are battling for God's kingdom.
我们也要完全遵从和顺服神的话语和指示。
We have to obey God's words and commands completely.
这里我特别说了话语和指示用了两个词
I used two words today word and command
首先圣经是神的话语
First the Bible is God's word
是我们应当完全遵从的
That we should obey
我们 如果明白并且遵从圣经的教导，就能在征战中得胜。
If we know and obey the teachings of the Bible, we can be victorious.
同时，我们要遵从神在我们生活和服事当中的感动和带领。
We also obey God in our own lives and service where He moves and leads us.
神的灵今天带领我们往东，我们就要往东。
If He leads us to the east, then we go east.
而不是往西。
And not west.
神的灵带领我们征战这个，我们就要征战这个。
Whatever battle God leads us into, that's where we fight.
而不是征战那个。
And not something else.
这样讲是比较抽象。
Maybe it's a bit abstract.
举个例子。
For example.
神要你现在去读神学。
God wants you to go and do Bible study, biblical studies.
你就不要去做生意了。
Then don't go and open a business.
神要你去格拉斯哥开教会。
God wants you to go to Glasgow and plant a church.
你就不要去 Dundee 了。
Then don't go to Dundee.
就是这个意思。
That's what it means.
所以说，圣经是神的话语，是我们要遵从的。
So the Bible is God's word, and we obey it.
那我们要遵从今天圣灵对我们生命和服事的具体的带领。
But we also obey the overall leading in our lives.
我们刚才说，神对每一个人的带领，给每一个教会的意向，往往是不同的。
Earlier we said that God gives each of us a different direction and each church a different vision.
所以我们要紧紧遵从神的带领是非常重要。
So it is important that we follow where we are led.
因为遵从神带领的，神必要成就。
Because according to His ways, it will happen.
在神的旨意里征战的，也必然要得胜。
And battles in His name, it will be victorious.
我们一起来总结今天的分享。
Let's conclude today's sharing.
首先是圣经记载了以色列民攻占耶利哥。
The first we saw how the Israelites conquered Jericho.
这是一个军事的胜利，也是属灵上的胜利。
It is a battle for them as well as a spiritual victory in spirit as well.
也许我们觉得这样的神迹在今天应该是没有必要发生，或者是没有看到。
Maybe we think that this kind of miracle will not happen in today's world.
但是在我们教会与世界的征战中
，But as there are battles on this earth and with for the church,
我们的神同样在行各种各样的神迹奇事。
Our God is still battling for us in ways we might not be able to see.
但是我们要知道，我们所生活的环境是充满了征战的。
We know that there are many battles in our lives.
包括我们个人的征战。
Personal battles.
包括教会的征战。
Church battles.
在这样的征战当中，我们要首先要完全的依靠神。
In all of it, we first have to rely entirely on God.
因为我们不是要，这不是我们自己的征战。
Because this is not our own battle.
这是神的征战。
It is God's battle.
接着是我们就要有信心。
And we have to have faith.
当我们确信一件事是神的带领。
When we know that something is from God.
虽然我们也许会觉得我们的能力不够。
We may think that we are inadequate.
我们可能觉得这个环境很艰难。
We may think that it is too difficult.
但是我们要有信心
But we need to have faith.
因为这是神要做的征战
Because this is the battle that God has led us to.
然后我们要完全遵从神的话语
And we have to completely follow His commands.
我们要明白遵从圣经的教导
We need to understand and know the Bible and the teachings.
我们也要知道今天圣灵给我们具体的带领
And we need to know that the Spirit is leading us.
我们一起来祷告
Let us pray.
上帝大爸天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we give thanks and we praise you.
感谢你今天的话语。
We give thanks for today's word.
我们感谢你当时为以色列民做了这样伟大的神迹奇事。
We give thanks for the miracles that you did for the Israelites.
我们相信你是旧约里以色列民的神，也是我们今天的神。
We know that you are the God for the Israelites and you are the God for us.
我们要对神说，我们常常有亏欠的时候。
We know that we are always inadequate.
因为我们常常不知道我们所要面对的征战。
Because we often do not know what we are facing.
我们常常不知道在这样的环境里面，不知道神要我们要去向着这个黑暗的世界去进攻。
We often do not know what you want us to do, and we do not want to go towards the darkness of the world.
我们祷告你的灵来感动我们。
We pray for your spirit to move us.
祷告你的灵来激励我们。
We pray for your spirit to encourage us.
来在这个世界上来扩张你的国度。
To expand your kingdom on this earth.
我们也祷告你亲自来教导我们要依靠你。
We also pray that you come and teach us personally how to rely on you.
让我们在信心中来跟随，来遵从你的教导。
That we can follow you in faith and to follow your commands.
愿你带领我们在这个世界上得胜。
That you lead us to victory in this earth.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的圣名。
We pray all these in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.